Hey everyone, welcome back for another episode of Something About Our 20s. I'm your host, Makaya Davis, and today's topic is, girl, are you good? And I'm joined by my best friend, Kayla. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Kayla. I'm from Cincinnati, and I'm 24 years old.
So today we'll be talking about how we're feeling right now about adulthood, the ups and downs we're going through, what we're learning, what we're outgrowing, just really all of the things. So let's talk about it. How are you feeling right now about adulthood?
Right now, I feel like I'm discovering that adulthood is all about discovering. Like you don't have to have like a legit plan, like, because really I'm learning that we're all just going about life. Nobody really has a playbook on what year is supposed to be like this and what month is supposed to look like this, because that's just unrealistic. So I'm just diving into it, being like, just being okay with me not being in control of really my life, even though it's my life, because you just don't know what's gonna come your way, good or bad.
Yeah, I will say adulthood feels like it's no structure. Yeah. Like, this is the first time in life there is no structure for me. I would say that I'm feeling kind of scared and anxious right now because I will be turning 25. So I'm feeling some type of way about that, because I've heard that 25 gives really grown woman. And I don't want to be grown woman yet. I don't feel like I'm totally there. I feel like I'm still learning and I'm stepping into womanhood. I don't feel like I'm a grown woman yet.
But that is womanhood. Like, you're going to step into it.
I guess so, but 25 just sounds so serious. It really does. 25 scares me.
I don't think it sounds serious. I think people try to make it seem
serious. It is serious.
Serious.
That's your quarter century.
25 is another year alive.
No, they say that's when your frontal lobe comes in. And
you Googled this?
This is a known fact, Kayla. You never heard that?
No.
They said something clicks and changes at 25.
Oh, okay.
You know, you've never heard that?
Just myths.
Okay, I think that's a fact. What's one thing you feel like life has thrown at you that you
God.
Like one?
One thing? Well, I don't want to say what's thrown at me. I kind of threw it at myself.
Okay.
Like, I currently would love to get out of Cincinnati. And that's a, like, looking for a new job, looking for a new city, it's a lot. And I've been on a mini tour, and I'll go somewhere before thinking, oh, I'm going to move there. Like, I love it there. Like, I just got back from Dallas recently, and I was like, oh, I love Dallas. I got to Dallas. I did not love Dallas. Yeah. So, like, it was like that was a switch that I didn't see coming. And then just, like, moving in general, realizing that I'm not going to be at home with people that, like, I love and been around my whole life. It's just a lot of things that I did not think of. When you're like, I want to move, you're like, I just want to move. You don't think of what comes with the move. So right now, that's something that's thrown my way.
I agree with that. Like, we always say how we're ready to leave our hometown, but we don't think about, you're not going to see your parents. They're not going to be close in the vicinity. You're not going to be around your friends like that. You're going to have some very much lonely nights that come with moving away. But I know that it helps you grow more, but it is a whole process of, like, leaving something.
Yeah.
I feel like the difference between me and you with the moving situation is that you will be like, yeah, I'm moving next. You'll say, I'm moving in 6 months or I'm moving by a year. And I love that you are, like speaking that into existence. But I feel like sometimes it disappoints you when it doesn't turn out that way. And I always be like, well, don't put a firm time limit on it, because then you're going to be like, I was supposed to move last year or something like that. And then what Kayla does is she tells everybody that too. Like, you would be like, yeah, I'm moving next year. And then when next year comes and you don't move, then people are asking about it. And then that has you thinking down on yourself.
That's why I have to move this year. But when people ask me, when you moving, I just say, when I pick a job, keep doing what I'm doing, saving and preparing for a move.
Right.
So if the opportunity of a lifetime that I like comes by and they're like, you need to move in a month, I'm like, I'm going.
Yeah. We just be feeling sad because we're the ones that put that time stamp on there. when sometimes...
Well, I've been in that position before with jobs. Like, when I was searching for a job after school, I was like, I gotta have a job by this date. Like, I have to have the job I want by this date. Like, and I saw me, like, lower who I was and not feel so worthy because I didn't get the job I wanted by this certain date. Exactly. Yes. So I learned my lesson.
I said this earlier in the season, but I was laid off my job. And that was something like that kind of hit me out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So me being laid off made me focus more on my podcast and also just like do things that I probably wouldn't have had time to do while I was working that other job.
And you know, like now I feel like that you could look back and at the time I was like, okay, my God, like, yeah, like that's messed up. Like, you know, like in the summer, I'm like, that's messed up. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, but now that I look back, honestly, it shouldn't have happened that way. But I feel like it was God that did that for you. Yeah. It, like, the timing was actually good.
It was.
I think it was.
Like, it was. Because I kept telling myself, like, I'm not going to be there for no 3 years or nothing like that. I was giving myself 2 years max. But I think if I would have never been pushed out of that job, that I still would have been searching, or the opportunity for another job wouldn't have came the way that it came.
And you've gotten a lot of opportunities for your podcast since then.
Yeah.
So that's something to recognize as well.
So I recently started a new job, which I actually, I'm really enjoying right now. I really am. So I'm happy about that. And then I got time to spend more quality time with myself because having a full-time job takes away from that.
And I kind of learned that sometimes, like, your life has to go to shambles for it to build back up. Shambles can really build up something that was way better than what you had before.
That is true.
So in life, like, what are you starting to realize that you dislike as you get older?
I don't like, now as I'm getting older, I don't like when my parents be like, you're grown now. That's one thing. This might seem small. I don't like that. Because I get it that now I am grown, but I don't like when they point that out. Like, it's too much. It's too much pressure. I still just want to, like,
you
slowly.
Still want to be a kid when you want to be.
Exactly.
But you want to say you're grown when you want to say you're grown.
I don't want them to be like, you're grown all the time and I have to take care of all these things. Like, I want, that's what I don't like as I'm getting older. That's one thing.
You don't like the responsibilities of an adult.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Very much. But the other thing I don't like, well, I'm starting not to like as I'm getting older personally, is I used to complain a lot just about things that I just cannot control. Like, I'll just freak out and just be somewhere crying, dramatic. So I'm really trying not to do that anymore because so many different things keep happening. I'm gonna just be crying every day.
You know, I like that you included something. I mean, I guess it was both self, but like that was really self that you didn't like and then life that you didn't like.
What do you think you are outgrowing or you don't like anymore as you're getting older?
Oh, okay. Life-wise, well, you know, it's not even that I'm getting older, because we're so young, but something I realize is that I'm not really big on, like, going out to clubs, like, and bars. Like, I like to do that, but, like, sporadically, I'm really big on, like, experiences, because it was a point in time where I was going out, like, last year, like, oh, we're going out. Like, and it was a fun time, but I felt like that I was experiencing the same things over and over again, because we're going to the same places in Cincinnati. We're going on these three streets downtown, and we're seeing the same things, but I want to experience new things with people I love.
What is a blessing that you've prayed for that you're currently in?
Honestly, my job.
Yeah.
I had a lot going on, like leaving college, like I had a job opportunity to move. I was supposed to be not here. And I was doing that until literally the month of me moving. I said, oh, I'm actually not going to go through with this job. And then I had to search for a new job that I wanted. And it'd be the job that I actually wanted to do, like that aligned with who I am as a person, also my major, my degree. And I feel like I was just hitting roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And then it finally came. And it was a job that I just applied for out of the blue. Like, I was applying to 5 jobs a day. Yeah. Like, I had so many interviews. I Yeah, can't count them anymore. But I'm very grateful for my job right now. The opportunities I get with my job are amazing that I didn't think I would get before, as far as travel and working with high up people and networking when I travel with like all these high, like big name brands and stuff. And like, I'm just blessed for those opportunities and blessed that the people that I'm working with do know that I'm meant for leadership positions, as far as like my VP. Like, they look for me for advice, and you don't really see like a lot of VPs or senior directors actually asking people that's below them for advice, or yeah, what would they do, or I want you to step in my position here, like, and lead. And that really means a lot to me. It's just helping me grow as a leader in the job and outside the job.
Yeah, I am really happy for you, because I know it was a tough time looking for job and stuff. That was very stressful for you. Yes. You were really down on yourself about that. And you know, when you're looking for your next opportunity, it's only so much people can say. Like, I feel like I would try to speak motivation to you and help wherever I could, but nothing ever really helps when you're in that position except for finding a job. So I think like, the waiting season was just something that you had to go through to get to where you are right now. But of course, when you're in the thick of it, you're not seeing it like that.
No.
I am grateful for the fact that I got this position by just posting on LinkedIn when I didn't want to and being open and honest about my situation of looking for my next opportunity. So I'm grateful for that it came that way, because I feel like it was meant to be.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's a blessing, like, you're like, we were just talking about like black companies want to be around black people, like black opportunities, and you have that. And a lot of people don't have the opportunity of working black, like working black and black around black, like people don't have that, like, and that's, I think, true. That was a blessing, and it's really getting you, especially like, you know, you just came back from that conference and stuff, like, I think that really is intertwining with your personal likes as well. Like, you're really doing what you're doing, like, right now there, basically. Yes. Yeah.
Really focusing on my podcast during my downtime was really big. So I am grateful for the feedback that I've been receiving. People who have been listening, that really means a lot to me. And lastly, I would say taking advice from like going to therapy and breaking down my wall as far as friendships goes and not being so closed off. I think that I am grateful that I took a leap on that, because it helps me meet nice people. And the podcast kind of creates different outlets for me to meet people as well.
It does.
So, yeah, it's just like a lot of good things happening, I would say. Good things and stressful things, too. But the good, I need to hold on to the good and not focus on the stressful things.
So let's talk about self-sabotage. Have you taken the time to reflect on ways you're hindering or toxic to yourself? Okay, I can answer this.
Yeah, you
can.
Okay. Go ahead.
I feel as if I have been toxic to myself by allowing my childhood to play a role in my adulthood. When I say that, I mean, like, I've seen it affect my relationships and how I move as a person. Like, I do not want to move. The way I move sometimes is the way I do not want to move, but I move that way because that's what I'm so used to and adjusted to. That's how I was raised. That's what I was around. That's what I've been around. That's what I received all this time. I feel like that in our 20s, sometimes it can be hard to realize patterns that we developed as a child. But I've realized recently that I have patterns that I got as a child or was given, received as a child, and I give that off for myself or to others. And like a quick example, I hate this example. A quick example of this is like, even in my birthday, like people talk about my birthday and I just look like, why are you talking about my birthday? Like, why are you bringing that up? Like, or why would you want me to plan something for everyone to like want to do something for my birthday? And like, background of that is that when I grew up, like my family's religion, etc., caused me to not ever really celebrate a birthday. And so, like, when my birthday comes around, like, that's not something I really look forward to. And that's not something I could really change so quickly, like as a snap of a finger. But it's something I want to. But I have to stop, like, talking to my friends or something, like, why are you asking about my birthday? Or, like, why do you think I should plan something for my birthday? Like, Like, it's a genuine question I have. It really is genuine. And those are feelings that I really do feel. But sometimes, like, people don't understand how deeply ingrained that is to me. You know, as a child, you're growing up, everyone around you celebrates birthdays. They all have parties, or their parents do something big for them. They get gifts. They bring cupcakes to class, all that. And I didn't have that. So, like, now, like, as an adult, and it's on me. At first, it was just overwhelming to plan and do things like that. And I'm like, okay, forget that. But now sometimes it's overwhelming when my friends are wanting to celebrate me. And I'm like, why? Like, because I also don't want to think like, okay, these people are going to want to celebrate me. And then I plan something and I get disappointed because it's going to make me feel that pain that I felt as a child. That's just a good example of that. But I have a lot of things from a child that makes me move the way I move today, and I'm really trying to break those.
Yeah, the birthday thing is tricky with you because we're so different with the birthday stuff. Like, I'm super big on birthdays. My upbringing with birthdays are like, birthdays are important. Mm-hmm. Celebrate yourself. So I think seeing the way that you struggle with, like you said, trying to unlearn or your childhood, how you didn't get to celebrate your birthday is different going into adulthood because you really just don't be caring. I'll be like, for years I've been like, let's do something, but it's so much more than just let's do something, so much behind that. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's good that you're trying to do the work. Okay, a big one for me is I'm horrible at boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's one thing that I've noticed I'm not good at all, and this goes for like, it mainly shows up in romantic relationships, sometimes in friendships, because sometimes I just like make excuses for things. In all of my relationships, I'll think like, you know, everybody got life going on, like they're human or whatever. And that kind of like goes against how I'm feeling because I put it to the back burner. I don't really say anything, but I be thinking it in my mind. But with my romantic relationships, I'm bad at boundaries. Like, I need to stick to them.
Okay, what does that mean?
So, like, I feel like I have a list of boundaries and I communicate them with someone. And say if they cross them, I'll say something about it. But I don't just, like, completely cut it off or, like, and that makes me feel like, well, that's not good because then people will continue to do things if you don't stick to your boundaries. And boundaries have always been something that I haven't, like, stuck with a lot. And this shows up in my relationship with my parents, too. Like, certain things I don't like, I'll express it and say, no, I don't like this. Like, this is a boundary for me. Like, slip on past it, and it's like, okay, like, you just don't care.
So you feel like that sometimes you enable the behavior that is a boundary because you don't say anything or repeatedly or say, you know, I'm not doing that or I can't do that. When I say enable, like, you go back, like, whatever, yeah. And then, it, like, if it happens again, like, then you could go back again. Like, so then they just feel like they can keep crossing the boundary. So it's not you purposely enabling it, but it allowed them to feel like
it's me being too forgiving. I'm too forgiving in every type of relationship. Like, I am very much forgiving unless you really, really, really do something horrible, horrible, horrible to me, then like, no, but I am really forgiving.
Oh, it's good to be forgiving. I think we all have to forgive, but sometimes you have to forgive and stick to the boundary.
Right, exactly.
Just because somebody isn't around anymore didn't mean you didn't forgive them.
Right.
Yeah, it just means that you're sticking to your boundary and what's best for you.
So, what do you feel like is an old habit that you no longer do anymore or trying to grow out of?
I think an old habit that I kind of still do, but I'm working on it. It's saying how I feel. I'm not really good at, like, voicing my emotions, like, saying how I really feel about something. Like, I really just let it skip. But that causes me to, I don't want to say have a buildup, but, like, it causes me to, like, suppress my own feelings. Like, and be like, okay, like, my feelings not really worth saying. Or honestly, oh, this just came to me. Honestly, when I was younger, I didn't say how I felt because it was kind of like, oh, well, Kayla, like you gotta do whatever everybody else wants you to do. And I felt like when I was younger, kind of like when I didn't do what people wanted me to do, that they wasn't gonna pay that much attention to me or like love on me. So like now, I feel as if like sometimes I don't speak up because I'm risking a relationship to end, mm-hmm. or I'm risking looking like a simp. But I feel like that with the people that you have in your life, like you should be able to say how you feel about anything. I'm just working on saying something and not caring what people think of me for me saying how I feel, mm-hmm. whether they think I'm a simp or rude.
It ain't
or
nothing wrong with being
it is.
I'm just saying
that in general, like, you know, people will say like, you're just doing too much. Like or a tweaker, whatever that stuff is.
You tweaked out.
You're a simp or you're a tweaker or you're doing too much or it's not even that deep. You should be able to say how you feeling. And it's not easy being vulnerable.
It's not easy expressing all of your feelings to someone because mm-hmm. either they could just step on them or either they could just disregard them. Mm-hmm. So it really takes a lot to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you find someone that you could be vulnerable with and they like are vulnerable back mm-hmm. and appreciate what you have to say, that makes the feeling even better. That mm-hmm. helps too. So we talked about what's one thing a moment that we pray for that we're living in now. Mm-hmm. Does that align with what you're grateful for right now?
I know this answer is kind of like, everybody says this answer.
Grateful for life.
Yeah. but, you know, personally, like, you know, I'm speaking to you. So personally, you know, like things that I faced with the last year or two. And so I really am grateful for life, grateful to wake up, grateful to be moving around, mm-hmm. to be healthy in some aspect. Like that's important. I feel like that we take that for granted.
And I will also say being grateful that I know that like, I believe God is ordering my steps and in my life. Mm-hmm. So I am grateful to know that, and mm-hmm. hopefully it'll be a sunshine rainbow.
And you know, you saying that, I actually have formed such a bigger, deeper, better relationship with God, like in my faith this year than I had last year. And that's big, yeah. Like, you know, and I used to be somebody that wanted to control every step of my life. Like, you know, we was talking about that earlier. And now, like, I give the control to God and what he wants from me. Like, and I'm accepting of it, like, whether it's what I planned for or not. So now we're talking about grateful and being happy for things. Like, also, what are things in your life that you feel like you're giving grace to? Like, how do you give grace in relationships and to yourself?
I would say I give grace to myself by, like, forgiving myself for things. And just knowing that sometimes we're gonna make mistakes, you know, and having like a conversation with myself mm-hmm. or talking to whether it's my therapist or whoever it may be that I'll vent to, and just being open and honest about whatever the setback was mm-hmm. and how to move forward. I would say I give grace to others. I give grace to others because I do this a lot. Like I said, I always feel like everybody has life going on. Mm-hmm. I say that a lot. And I think it just makes me think, like, people have things going on. They might fall short. So mm-hmm. when people fall short with me, I just try to keep it moving, not stress too much over it, because you never know what somebody else is going through. How do you feel like you give grace to yourself and others?
To myself? Sometimes I don't give grace to myself. I'll be mm-hmm. honest. Like, sometimes I am hard on myself. But other times I'm not. Like, sometimes I'll be like, you know, I give grace to myself today. I am not going to that gym. I am not doing nothing. I'm laying in bed. Like, this is a self-care day. Like, I'm giving grace to the schedule I had and saying no. Like, my gym, I am so serious in the gym. Like, I have a body that I want. It's in my head right here. Like, I don't know if you know Cuban Link, but that's my goal. Cuban Link. And so, like, when I lose weight all of a sudden or something comes up where I can't go to the gym and stuff, I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I'm so mad. I'm like, oh, don't look the way I did last month. Like, but I've currently been giving myself grace with that because, like, the body and your schedule and, like, your weight and everything fluctuates and you can't control that all the time. So I give myself grace with my goals and y'all gonna see me look like Cuban Link.
Okay.
Okay, just maybe not tomorrow. We're all going through life and, like you said, like, life has twists and turns that we experience ourselves, so why would we not think that from others?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I'm just saying the realistic thing is that sometimes you don't think that. Like, you feel like it's an attack on you.
Yeah.
Because somebody has life going on or something, but it's good to have grace, and it's easier to give grace when you talk to people when both people are communicating. How do you check yourself in situations and relationships, etc.? Like, how do you check you and not someone else?
I'm really real with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I act delusional, or like sometimes I don't say what it really is. Say if we talking about something and something happened,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, we talking about what was the mistake that was made. I'll be talking to you like,
what? Oh, yes.
I don't do that. But when I get home and I get to that journal and I start writing, that's when I'm checking myself. Like, I write everything down. I journal a lot. That is one big thing that I do to check in with myself. And I kind of, like, dread journaling sometimes. And I'm like, oh, my God. I got to face everything that's been going on. Mm-hmm. But journaling is really big. And then therapy. Talking to my therapist, and I'm really honest with her. And
I feel like that has grown you in so many ways, like very small things, small changes I see. Like, I feel like, you know, when asked about what you're going for, I thought you were going to say therapy.
No offense, but it was so many other things that came to mind. But
I thought about that because, like, self-growth is so big. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's always hard for me to open up and tell people I don't tell my business. Mm-hmm. So that's why therapy was kind of hard for me, because I'm like, I'm about to sit here and just tell her it all.
Yes.
I don't know about that. But once I did it and I gained the trust with her, I was like, okay, like, I feel safe here. Mm-hmm. It's really a safe space, because sometimes I can't call my mama. Like, sometimes my mama is busy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're busy. Like, and it's good to have, like, a non-biased person, not saying,
yes,
but a non-biased person to really talk to you and show you things that you may not be realizing. What about you? You journal too?
Yeah, well, I stopped journaling.
Oh.
I actually stopped journaling because I felt like that I was writing things down, like, but it was still all in my head. I'm an overthinker. Like, I overthink everything in life. Like, it's so irritating. Like, so when I even write, it's like, I overthink what I'm writing sometimes. Like, I'm saying how my day went, how I felt. But, like, sometimes I'd be like how I said earlier, I'm like, should I have felt that way, or am I tripping? Like,
yeah.
So I'm writing down how I felt, but, like, I'm still closing the book, like, but am I tripping?
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped journaling. And that's when I started going to the gym.
Oh, okay, right.
And so, like, when I'm in the gym, especially when I'm by myself or something, like, that's when all my thoughts, like, go through my head and I'm overthinking, but I don't have nothing distracting me, like, because I'd be so focused on working out, like, I'd be thinking about my thoughts too. I don't know if that makes sense, but it feels like it makes sense. And that's kind of when I check myself. And the biggest thing now, honestly, is not journaling, but noting. So if you know how people, you get on your phone, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to somebody's DMs, I'm gonna go to their messages. Mm-mm. You should go to my notes, because you're gonna find everything you need to find in those notes. They don't get my phone. They're fine in my notes, because I would catch myself just sitting there at work or at the nail shop and my other hand free, or getting my hair done, having things on my mind, but I don't really have anybody to talk to because I don't know if they're busy or it's during the work hours, etc. I just start noting, like, and then, like, eventually, like, I do bullet points on things I do and I start deleting them off, like, because the phone is what we're on a lot.
That's true.
So, like, the journal, I can't run it. I don't carry my journal in my purse, like, but my notes will help me stay on top of things. It's something that I seen in another podcast a while ago, and she said she things of a relationship in her life, mm-hmm. and she puts down like where they're at in that relationship and like pros and cons or what could be better, like what has been like a prolonged problem, whatever it is. And she sits there and she writes it out and she says, okay, now what role did you play in that? And then she'll sit down and she think about that or what, how she could show up more. And that's how she checks herself. And I really liked that.
That is good.
Yes, and so I did that recently for like the last 2 months. And I check myself. Yeah, so I've been changing things about myself from that more than any other thing that I've done.
Because it's different now from being a teenager and going through things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really recall myself checking in with myself. I feel like as we're getting older, it's really important to, because it be so many things happening. Mm-hmm. We're growing. We're outgrowing people. There are so many different changes that at some point you have to.
Well, I mean, as a teenager, we're running home. Mama, this happened to me. Like, what do you think?
Sometimes. Like yeah,
that was kind of like, you always had somebody at home that knew that they had a kid to talk to.
Right. So they like, had to check in.
Exactly.
With you. So now, since we're getting older, some people don't live at home. Or no. Some people, relationships with their parents aren't the same. Like, your parents be busy, too.
It's just good to be self-aware
yeah.
of you as a person for yourself and you as a person for others.
So what does balance look like for you?
I'll be honest. I currently don't have balance.
Currently,
I don't have balance. Like, I don't. I've been trying to think, what does that look like? Like, how can I balance myself out? And I'm struggling. It's hard for me to balance work, self, family, and friends, social. Work has put the top shelf. I work Monday through Saturday. After Saturday, I'm like, Saturday night, that's when all my friends are off. I'm like, why do I want to go out tonight? Like, I'm tired. Like, but I'm trying to readjust some things. But it's hard, like, balancing things, like, because work is a priority. Like, mm-hmm. I need work to live life right. the way I want to live life. Like, right. because we say money is not happiness. No, but money does play a role in the life you want to live. I'm trying to work on the balance because it has changed things in my life. That I don't like and that I do like. So I'm trying to make sure I just like it all.
See, me? Mm-mm. One thing is, with Libras, we have to be balanced. And when we're not balanced, we're all over the place, just frantic. Mm-hmm. So if I don't have balance in my life, I am not in a good space. So I strive for balance. And I learned that with, like you talked about work, Micaiah's gonna have work-life balance. I'm gonna have it. Coming from a job that just dropped me like that made me realize that I am not about to give so much of myself to a job mm-hmm. and not have my outlet and my life going on and being happy there too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to create a balance. Like, I'm going to take time for myself. I'm still going to travel. I'm still going to spend time with my family and friends. I'm still going to spend time with me. And work is going to flow into that too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to separate the two to the point where I create the balance. Like, I'm not ever going to have work take up so much of my time where I don't have time for the other things, because I need those other mm-hmm. things in order to feel full, feel happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's important. So I think that's how I try to balance it.
I do agree with what you're saying. I think my problem is that, like, I don't let work overpower me, like my job. It's that I have multiple jobs.
Right, exactly.
And so that is my problem. Yeah. And I haven't came to the conclusion that I want to stop a job because I'm living life more free, I guess. Yeah. But I am trying to decide free or balanced. And balance is the answer. Adjusting is the process. Okay, so what are like current priorities you have in your life right now? Like, in this season of life, what is the priority?
So in this season of life, the number one priority is me. I said mm-hmm. it was feeling like me season months ago. It mm-hmm. still is. Because I really am striving to grow into the young woman that, like, the younger me, that little girl was striving to be. Just going after everything that I want to. Mm-hmm. Making sure I'm spending time with my parents. That's been a big thing that's been on my mind, because I feel like as we're getting older, our parents are getting older too.
Well, for you too, like, your mom is married now, so.
And it's weird to say that she has a husband. So I feel like now she is splitting up her time more now. Mm-hmm. Now it's not like, ooh, let me check in with Micaiah and
let
my
me check in with my husband, my man.
She's moved out of the state now. Really appreciate the time you have with your loved ones or your parents or whoever you mm-hmm. have. What about you? What do you feel like are your priorities?
My current priorities, I would say like me also. I feel like that in the past in my life, like I don't put me as the biggest priority in my life. Like, but I'm trying to do that now. Like, and when I say me, like I have like subcategories, like me as far as growth, me as far as like relearning, like, and changing who I am, which is different to me than growth, because like growth is like, yeah, it plays a role in the growth, but like relearning who you are, like relearning things that you want to change about yourself is very deep rooted in like your spirit and your soul to me. Getting me together, like, is me right now, because I'm not a perfect person, nor do I think anyone is perfect. So I'm just trying to make sure, honestly, that I'm the perfect person for myself.
Yeah.
And that's big. And that causes me to have to change and grow and self-reflect and get ready and be prepared and realign myself with what I want for my life, but also the process and me giving it to God.
And I would add on two things. I would also say, like, another priority would be me really continuing to do the work on healing, because sometimes we just be going through life and things happen and really doing the work on healing comes to a stop because so many different things happen that distract us from really doing it. And although healing isn't a, there's no time stamp on when you're healed, but I think that that's something that I'm really trying to prioritize. And then also like really, really having faith, because typically I'll say I have faith, like I have faith that this is gonna work out. But I really wasn't having faith, because faith means no worries, and I was worrying. So I'm really trying to really have faith, because you can't just say it. Like, you really have to believe. Faith comes with, I'm not stressed out about it. I'm not worried about it, because I know it's going to happen.
It's going to work out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I haven't got to that point yet, because I still worry sometimes. So I'm really trying to work on really having faith. Yeah,
that's big. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, because we say it all about, the time. We like, talk about,
oh, well, no, this is going to happen. Just, what did you say? What is it? Manifest?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to manifest that. Tomorrow I have $100,000 in my account.
Like, stop. I would say I have faith, but I really did not have no faith. I didn't. That's bad, but I didn't.
That's true.
Because it's so much that
and
comes with
faith.
And you can
see people who really do have faith,
though.
Because you'll be like, you're not tripping off of that? And they'll be like, no. And you're like, why? They're like, because I have faith. And you're like, okay, yeah, but for real.
No.
Like, no, for real. Is me having faith.
And it might not come next year. Like, it might come years from now. But now that I'm noticing that faith is so much more than just saying it, I think that that's a big step.
Faith is actually believing it.
Literally. Yeah. Literally believing it. What's the best piece of advice you've given to yourself this year?
You do not control everything, Kayla. Why am I freaking out on something that I can't control? I can't change that. So why am I letting it get me so down, get me so like hostile or whatever the case is? Like, I can't control it, but I can be happy with what I did control, which is myself. I can control situations sometimes, and I can't control what comes my way, and I can't control like other people's actions. I have anxiety. Like, I have anxiety. I think it's like kind of hand with my overthinking sometimes. Like, and so like not tripping out if something didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen because it was out of my control gives me some peace.
So we're gonna end it off
with what's the word of the year. So what's your word of the year?
My word of the year is purpose. Really trying to continue to step into my purpose and just seeing what comes for me, and that's in different areas, not just work.
I think that my word of the year, now that I'm thinking about it after this conversation, is growth. Because I feel like everything I talked about in this season right now in my life or in my good has to do with growth. And me going through things, me learning through things, me relearning who I am as a person. And I'm open to all growing things. Like, and I think that it's important to know that all growth is not easy. Like, growing pains is real to me. Like, and I faced that. And I'm facing some now. Like,
ooh, ain't we all?
I'm facing some now. Because growing decisions can be hard to make.
Yes. So my word of the year is purpose.
And mine is growth.
I love this conversation.
Yeah, I will say that. I think that conversations like this isn't always easy.
No. Because it's self-reflection.
Yeah, but I do think it's real. And it's very vulnerable.
So we hope you enjoyed it. I hope everybody got something from it. Yes. And to know that we're all learning and growing. Like, we're 24, however old, whoever's listening out there, like, it's a process. Mm-hmm. We're still learning ourselves, learning the new us. Because you're new when you're in your 20s, different stages in your 20s.
Reflecting on an old you, learning a new you, and realizing and picturing what the future you can be.
Yeah.
That's really it for me.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's the 20s.
And we don't have it figured out. That's not what this podcast is for. It's to talk about what we're going through and how we're trying to work through it. Because I don't know myself.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed it. Talk to y'all next episode.